This tour as a radio destination brings us to the Eyre Peninsula. We're off to Loch for the upcoming 54th annual Loch Cup. We're speaking this morning with Craig McGlasson from the Loch Racing Club Committee. Craig, I'm really looking forward to it. The 54th annual Loch Cup. Last year's was absolutely a humdinger, is probably an eloquent way of putting it.
Yes.
And this year, it's probably going to be much more of the same, essentially. It's going to be fantastic, isn't it?
We'd like to think so. We've just had 15 mil of rain. It should be looking good.
She's going to be looking absolutely magnificent. Of course, it's happening on February the 16th, so we've got a wee while to go yet. But what's probably the easiest way to get to Loch?
Round up in your town you're from to see if there's a bus going.
Oh, that's helpful.
At least then you'll get home safe.
So if you could basically visit anywhere on the Eyre Peninsula get a free, are they free buses?
Oh, well, depending on the community. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, we've had buses from Woodner, Elliston, Cummins, Cleve, Arno Bay.
So you can literally explore the Eyre Peninsula and make a little side trip to Loch to go to the Loch Cup.
Well, our main intention is so you can come and have a good time and get home safe.
Absolutely. I believe it's an old school Cockney knees up to an extent towards the end of the afternoon. For some.
You can, yes. But we do offer a discount for bus loads.
Awesome.
You get a free book and there's a discount on the entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, just keep in touch with the secretary. Yeah, no, it seems to be a way to go.
Every year it seems to get bigger and bigger as well. And obviously, you're all over the social medias as well. Worth checking out the Loch Racing Club on Facebook to find out exactly what's going on. And how much are tickets at the gate, for example?
$15.
How cheap is that? Can't go wrong.
No. I mean, you can bring the family if you like.
Okay, if you like. And of course, this is happening Sunday, the 16th of February. It's certainly worth making yourself, probably having a week, mate, turning it into a week's holiday.
Oh, that'd be great. The caravan park is there and the pub is open this year.
New beauty.
And of course, you've always got the motel there, so there'd be some room around if you wanted to do that.
Definitely.
And I'm not a weather soothsayer, but we always like to think we'd have some good weather.
I'm going to say it's amazing. It's
good
be fantastic.
Weather, we don't want it over 40.
Yeah, definitely. And that is one thing that Loch is known for. It does get pretty hot, but that's more often than not because of the racing itself, isn't it?
Oh, but that's why we call it the Oakbank, because we've got beautiful shady trees there now. They're getting bigger by the day. And we've got lawns. There's more shade every year because the trees are booming.
Awesome.
And after all, it is a country race meet and it is summertime and all those things. I mean, you wouldn't come in a skivvy.
Well, you can, but you will get some funny looks.
You will get, yes.
Awesome. So what's the best place for people to find out a little bit more about the upcoming 54th Loch Cup?
Well, there is a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Wiseman's our new secretary and full of enthusiasm, and all the updates will be there. Of course, we've got posters around everywhere. TRSA website's always got it there as well, so there's plenty of opportunity to find out. We're going to try something this year. We're going to have a cash out ATM there.
Okay.
Most people come prepared anyway, but we're going to give it a try and see what happens.
I will put my hand up and say I'm that guy. But the fact that you will have one there this year, my bacon's saved.
It's there for the facility anyway.
Definitely worth checking out the Loch Racing Club Facebook page. Can't wait to see everybody actually in Loch for the 54th annual Loch Cup happening Sunday, the 16th of February. Craig, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Ben.